Good evening, millionaires. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock markets. It was an all in all a good day, consolidating day as the markets closed, but towards the mid, you would have felt that, hey, it's a clearly downtrending day. But good to see that Nifty taking support nearly 17,400 and Bank Nifty, though it broke 37,000, though it broke 36,900, which was a bit frightening, but hey, at the end, it all ended well by the last up move that we saw, and Nifty closing above 17,500 and Bank Nifty closing above 37,000. So things are looking good in the market. And also, if you look into the whole of the week, Monday was clearly a downtrending day where it kind of scared investors when Nifty went below 17,000 and Bank Nifty was also creating really low lows. But hey, it was a clear recovery from there, right? So Tuesday gap up and up, Wednesday gap up and up, Thursday and Friday we're seeing intraday volatility with net consolidation. So anyways, if you look into the weekly candle now, the same kind of an analysis we did last week also, we're seeing a strong weekly green candle in both Nifty and Bank Nifty. Let's have a quick look into that before we actually move ahead into the next segment, right? So what you see on the screen currently as the weekly candles of Nifty, right? As you see here, we did do this analysis last week as well. Nifty was clearly coming down on a weekly basis. Then there was a, let's not call it a hammer. It was an indecisive candle, but now there's a strong green candle indicating, yes, market is moving up with strength. Similar is the case with Bank Nifty also, right? So after 4 consecutive weeks of red candles in Bank Nifty, a clear strong up candle, right? So things are looking good as of now. Clearly supports have been taken. Now, yeah, if not for very bad negative triggers, then we're looking at consolidation or slight up move from here. So yeah, looking at things being good, let's enter into tonight's show. The name is Shariq Shamsuddin. Welcome to the Stock Market Show. The intraday trading ideas also performed really good in this week. If you look back, right, it was a week where we got a lot of great opportunities and could capitalize on them as well. Right, if you look at today's trade performance, 3 great opportunities where both are 2 of them actually moving up by 8% and 10% respectively. Right, so yeah, a good day there. And yeah, and as you know, I don't trade my option selling stuff on Friday, so yeah, no update there at all. So let's move ahead. The first segment of the show, Markets Today. So looking into the markets, clearly seeing that they've been moving up. So if you look back to the week, what is the analysis, right? Because on Monday, the Omicron fear actually took Nifty even down till 16,900. And now we're looking at Nifty above 17,500. So it's been really a positive week. I honestly did not expect a close above 17,500. But hey, things have been managed well, as what I would say. So one thing there is, despite of the Omicron worries, one thing which actually helped the markets all around the world is vaccine manufacturers coming out in unison and saying that, hey, 3 doses can actually take care of Omicron, and slightly we're seeing the fear fading away, right? So that's definitely a good thing to see across the globe. Now looking into Nifty and Bank Nifty for the day alone, it was pretty much a non-eventful day, I would say. So Nifty moving down in the beginning, then taking support at nearly yesterday's low of 17,400. This level, we've been discussing this, though it did not go down till 17,390, which I would have appreciated more. But anyways, then a clear recovery towards the end, taking resistance at day's high, which happens to be the previous day's high also, and then closing just below that. Such is the case with Bank Nifty also, moving down in the beginning and then moving back up. And this is what I'm saying, right? So I expected this, when this support was taken, I was super happy. I mean, price action working exactly as my expectations, so I was happy. But then when that support was broken, I was worried. Hey, is it becoming too weak? But then again, it consolidated around that level for some time and then came the power towards the end. Now looking into the heavyweights, which moved much up today, I would quote TCS. TCS moved up by 1% right from the word go. TCS was moving up and up and up in the day, and SBIN also moving up by nearly 1.24% up. Speaking about buzzing sectors from the day, Nifty Small Cap, I would start with Nifty Small Cap, which is up by 1.56%. PSU Bank, Nifty PSU Bank up by 2.62%. I just mentioned SBIN up by 1.24%, but all the other PSU banks, you know, all of them are up 2, 3, 4, 5% in the day. And that's mostly because banking amendment laws are being considered in the next Parliament session. Now this acted as a trigger and PSU banks moved up in the day. Otherwise, Nifty Realty and Nifty Media, both of them up by more than 2%. Almost all our favorite realty stocks are up 2, 3, 4%. Media stocks, just like yesterday, up by 5 and even 7, 8% today, right? Otherwise, if you look into the sectoral indices, in fact, none of the sectoral indices closing majorly in the red. Let me say, none of the sectoral indices closing down by more than 0.5%. The ones which actually closed in the red are down by just like 0.05% or 0.02%. That's it. So yeah, it was a generally good day for the markets. Even though it looked a bit bearish in the morning, owing to the global scenario, it did recover well. And now if you look, the international markets are also doing well now. Speaking about the buzzing stocks from the day, Asian Paints continuing the rally up by 3.3% again. But today we could see a similar move across other paint stocks as well. Then yeah, I would actually love to speak about some stocks that I always adore, appreciate, glorify in fact. Number one, IEX, up by nearly 10% today. Come on, IEX fam, do let me know in the live chat and comment section below. I'm sure by this time, 60-70% of you have IEX in your portfolio. I guess, I mean, such is the power, the potential of the stock, right? Anyways, it's up by 10%. I'm sure the live chat is filled now. And again, then IDFC First Bank. I know I haven't been talking much about the stock lately. I'm still holding on to it for the long term. Yeah, good to see. Good to see after such corrections, it's up by more than 5% in a day. And this is happening after a real long time, right? Other than that, a major stock specific thing which came out today is FADA data, Federation of Automobile Dealers Association data, which came out, which actually said some real bad numbers about the automobile industry. But hey, good to see that automobile stocks did not move much or did not fall much in the day. It was almost a flattish closing for automobile stocks. Now the bad data which came out for automobile sector is FADA said that this November month's automobile sales data, I'll be specific here, November month's passenger vehicle sales data in India has been the worst since the last 7 years. And in fact, compared to the last year, it's down 19% year on year. And if you take the two-wheeler sales data, this November month's sales data has been the worst in the last 11 years. Now, this is really bad, right? So, I mean, it was a bit surprising for me because we are comparing even to last year. Last year when the situation was even really bad. But then I remember this, right? Last year, April, May, June, the sales were nearly nil. So after that, we saw pent-up demand happening in the automobile sector. So because of that, the months following June, July, we saw really high sales in the automobile sector. That's why probably this year it's even lower compared to last year. Hey, but what about the years before that? So yeah, I mean, these are things to be considered. Macroeconomic view, if you have, you can start thinking about the economy. But hey, this is one data which you can think about over the weekend is what I would say. Other than that, looking into FII, DII data, it's the same story, nothing being changed there. FII selling for 1092 crores and DII is buying for just 386 crores, right? I mean, off late, we've been seeing the power of retailers in the market, absolutely appreciating that. Even otherwise, it's getting really clear that it's not FIIs who are going to rule D Street anymore, right? I mean, retailers have a lot of power. On top of that, DIIs are becoming like having superhuman power in the market. But come on, I mean, think about that. All of us are doing SIPs, right? All of us are giving money to mutual funds every single month. And given the rate at which popularity of mutual funds is increasing in the country, the money in the hands of DIAs are only going to increase and their power in the market is only going to increase, right? So that's also one realization that we've been having over the last 1 month or so, I would say. Anyways, let's move ahead to the next segment of the show, Markets Tomorrow. Western markets are doing well. European markets, though, opened with a gap down, giving a negative outlook. From there, they've been consistently moving up. And currently, they have reached and trading in the green. Good to see that. The US futures also similarly, they were kind of worrying, frightening at the beginning. But now, even the US futures all are trading in the green. Interestingly, Nifty closing at 17,511 and SGX Nifty is currently above 17,600. So nearly 100 points above where Nifty has closed. Looking into OI analysis, 18,000 has a lot of call OI buildup, which makes a lot of sense to me. I don't think 18,000 can be crossed next week. I mean, at least that's the expectation, right? And we're seeing put OI buildups in a lot of places at 7,200, 7,300, 7,400, 17,000. So a lot of put OI, large put OI buildups, but huge call OI buildup only at 18,000 and the put call ratio is at 1.0 now. Good to see you on a Friday. We are going into the next week with a largely neutral outlook. Really good to see that. 17,500, we can also see a lot of short straddles. Now that's also interesting. Looking into Bank Nifty, 38,000 having a large call OI buildup, 37,000 with, I mean, it's having a large put OI buildup and it makes a lot of sense given how Bank Nifty respected the whole 37,000 plus or minus 100 range the whole of last week, or at least today and yesterday, right? So yeah, good to see the put OI buildup there and a call OI buildup at 38,000 and even above that, and the put call ratio is just 0.9 in Bank Nifty. So yeah, that's the OI analysis, which is more or less neutralish, I would say. Otherwise, if you look into it, Nifty specifically, from where it can take support next week, or where are the resistances next week, I would say, I did say 17,300 to 325 range yesterday. I would actually bring that down. I would look into 17,250 as a support. Yep, that is the support I'm looking after. 17,250, if that's being broken, hey, then there's going to be more weakness in the market. If 17,250, 300, if all of this is being sustained and 17,600 to 17,700 is not broken on the upper side, then we are looking at consolidation coming up. If 17,700 is broken on the upper side, then hey, power is back in the markets, right? So this is my analysis for the next week. And this weekend is not going to be as decisive as the last weekend was supposed to be. And it was, right? We saw the kind of move on Monday. But one major data which will come out from the US. I hope you remember that, right? The US inflation data, which was really detrimental last month and the month before that. So that's going to come out. So let's see the impact it's going to have on the US markets and thus on the other markets next week, right? So that's one data only with which we can have a larger analysis for next week. So we'll be doing that as usual on our Sunday Malayalam live session or our week ahead analysis article that we post on Market Feed, or yes, our pre-market report on Monday at 8:30 a.m. right? So make sure that you read that. With that being said, let's move ahead into the next segment of the show, Adi Shaktam Watchlist for Monday. Yes, so the first stock on the watch list is Infosys. Again, Infosys has been a part of the watch list lately. See, it's beautifully consolidating in that level, right? So yeah, let's see. If you want to avoid that wick, you can even be a bit more strict on the upper side looking at this level, that being respected earlier as well, right? So yeah, we can either watch for 1766 or you can wait till 1770 being a whole number. Also on the lower side, 174042 is what you can look into. Muthoot Finance again was a part of the watch list yesterday, has not triggered our levels. So again here you can be a bit more aggressive by going to these levels here for a breakdown opportunity. Then we have Bharti Airtel on the watch list. These are the levels, again a part of the watch list. Then we have Power Grid on the watch list at a really good support. Let's see what's happening there. I hope you remember Power Grid being a part of the top gainers list on a day, then the top losers list on a day. So yeah, it's interesting what's happening there. And finally, we have Techem also on the watch list, right? Again, just like Infosys, consolidating in a channel, in a horizontal channel is what we can see. So let's keep an eye out and see if there is a breakout happening there, right? Now, looking into some questions which have come in. First one is from Nihal Bandapalli. 2.5% for the week after hitting two SLs in 17,550. Hey, Nihal. I mean, even I had two SLs hit in 17,550 this week, right? So, really good to see this. But I'm kind of wondering how you managed still to make 2.5%. So, really looking forward to hearing that. Probably I should have an interaction with you. But super, super happy. If I remember right, you did send in a super chat last week or the week before that also saying you made more than 2%. Now I'm jealous at you. Right. Anyways, very super happy to hear this. Next one is from Basit Mohammed Ashane. 1% profit this week. Got a call from Naveen. Super happy to hear that. Super happy to hear both the stuff, right? Moving ahead, Lucy the German Shepherd gifted myself Siberian Husky from Profit. C-Clip? Probably in your channel, I guess. Let me see. Anyways, happy to hear that as well, right? Now, I don't know if you'll be changing the name of your channel from Lucy the German Shepherd to something else, the Siberian Husky. Not sure. Then we have Mohammed. How much growth you expect in your portfolio yearly and how long you will hold your stock? And happy to see IEX on fire. IEX on fire. So yeah, definitely feeling what you're feeling, Mohammed Adishaktam. But how much growth you expect in your portfolio yearly and how long will you hold your stock? Right. So expectation in my portfolio, let me not say my expectation, but I would say Warren Buffett famously quotes that on your long-term portfolio, for the actual long-term, if you keep on making 20%, then that's great. But then we have our own local Warren Buffett, which is Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, who says, if you make 18% returns on your long-term portfolio, you are king. If you make 21% returns on your long-term portfolio, you are an emperor. That's what he has said. So, yeah, I mean, that can be good benchmarks to have, right? So, when I'm trading, I keep benchmarks for myself. What do I look into? I look into large, famous, huge traders out there in the international markets and look at what they're making yearly. 60-70% they're making yearly. I'm also making 60-70%. I'm super happy. I'm trying to reach there, right? So, similarly, these are the benchmarks that you can keep. Long-term portfolio, if you're making 20%, 25%, that's great. But again, it's not a matter of just 1 year you're making that. I'm talking about 10, 15, 20 years. On a long-term basis, you're making so much returns every single year. The CAGR, the CAGR, if you're getting so much, that is when you're actually becoming an emperor. It's not like this post-COVID era. In 1 year, you would have probably made 40, 50, even 100%. No big deal at all, right? The next one is from, and you also asked me how long you will hold your stock. So again, that's not a stock specific question. A lot of rebalancing might happen. So again, it's stock specific. Anything happening to its fundamentals, I might rebalance the stock. Otherwise, it's all about the portfolio. The portfolio, the plan is to hold for a minimum of 30 years, right? So that's when I'll be reaching asset value of thousands of crores. So that's the plan, right? We're all here, right? So we'll all keep meeting. And it's not just me, as I always say, a lot of us at least reach that target of thousands of crores, right? It's attainable. If you work it out in an Excel sheet, it's definitely attainable. The next one is from Sri Kumar, and no question there. So thank you, Sri Kumar, for the super chat. So yeah, that's it from my side. A great, good, positive week at the end. And I would say a lot of your swing positions would have come back into the green. Long-term portfolio doing well. All the stocks averaged or bought at the bottom also looking at us and smiling, right? So yeah, going into the week with a lot of positivity. As always, make sure that you put the weekend to the maximum use. I mean, spend some time for learning, look into multiple charts, and yeah, let's make sure that the next week is awesome and we end the year with a lot of power. That being said, this is Radhishaktam signing off. Stay safe, stay invested. Wish you a very good night.